Oprah Winfrey once said, "I've trusted the still small voice of intuition my entire life, and the only time I've made mistakes is when I didn't listen." Tons of successful entrepreneurs credit their accomplishments to following their intuition. Before you think intuition is nonsense or some form of hocus pocus, let's take a look at some successful business people who publicly profess to using it as their guide. In addition to Oprah acknowledging listening to the voices in her head, Steve Jobs and Richard Branson have both said they tap into it. Steve Jobs said, "Have the courage to follow your heart and intuition. They somehow already know what you truly want to become. Everything else is secondary." Richard Branson says, "I rely far more on gut instinct than researching huge amounts of statistics." Remember this, a robust intuitive ability does not replace the need for logic and analysis. It complements our ability to make smart decisions. The pitch challenge today: dig a little deeper on a successful person or company you admire and see if they made it on logic alone. I have a friend who is a startup entrepreneur, and we do this just for fun sometimes to get inspired. The other night, we got curious about how Shazam, the app that recognizes music around you, got so successful, so we looked up the company's play-by-play on Wikipedia. Did you know Shazam was a dial-up phone service before they became one of Apple's most popular apps? In reading their company history, it's obvious that following intuition must have been key to their success, because their story on how they got to where they are could have not been made through logic, safe decisions alone. Following those intuitive feelings does not make you a weirdo. It's a tool we all have within us to become successful. You just have to listen and respond to it to be the next Steve Jobs, Oprah Winfrey, Richard Branson, or Shazam.